is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
And we want all of you to enjoy the rock and roll all day today, so please move back.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76, from Speakeasy, was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, how you doing, people?
Light 'em up!
So, you know how we always say, how is it 4th of July already? Wasn't it just Memorial Day? But yet, here we are again. In constant denial of the wheel of time, but that's okay. I'm right in the same boat. Matt Wolf, it is 4th of July weekend. Hopefully, wherever and however you're spending the time, it is loaded with good vibes and good company. Obviously, you're spending some of that time here listening. And this year, we'll mark America's birthday, 1776, by checking out songs that were released or charted on the radio in the year 1976. See what we did there? 1776, 1976. Don't forget 1876. That's why we went to college. And we'll start it off with one of the biggest debut albums of all time. Released in 1976, this album should really have been titled What I Did With My Degree from MIT. As Boston's mastermind, Tom Scholz graduated from the prestigious university, but rocket science wasn't exactly in his future.
I mean, it's hard to think of a record that was that kind of one man's obsessive creation and vision.
There's our friend, rock critic and author, Alan Light.
The label believed that they were actually spending their recording budget while he stays at home in his basement, continuing to layer and layer and bounce mix after mix to get this sound that he wanted. Nowadays, we can sort of take for granted that notion of one person being able to create like this, but it was like nothing that we'd seen before. There was Stevie Wonder. There was Todd Rundgren. There were people who were those sorts of, you know, one man studio operations and could play all the parts, but they were doing that at top of the line studio with top of the line equipment, not just sitting at home on their own and stacking this thing up to the sky.
Yeah.
has to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She
Boston, More Than a Feeling on ABC Audio's Songs of 76. That the lead single from Boston's monster debut album. And man, it's just one of those must-have desert island collection of songs, right? And one that you bought from Columbia House back in the day for like a penny and never paid them back. Come on, just admit it. We all did it. Why not? Matt Wolf, 4th of July weekend, spotlighting songs that ruled the airwaves in 1976. And you cannot do a Songs of 76 special without a tip of the hat to Peter Kenneth Frampton. Frampton Comes Alive. It's one of those albums synonymous with all the terms like greatest live record ever, greatest use of voice box ever, an album you put on when you need to escape life for like 78 minutes and 6 seconds. Recorded at various locations, the Winterland Ballroom in Frisco, State University of New York Plattsburgh, and the Long Island Arena here in New York, it became one of the biggest selling albums of 76, spending 10 consecutive weeks at number one.
It scared me. It's okay to be number one. That I could deal with.
There's Peter Frampton himself. He told us it wasn't exactly pressure filled for him then, but when things started to change,
I was enjoying myself immensely up until I got the phone call from my manager when he said, are you sitting down? Which he'd said when he called me about number one. And I said, yes, again? He said, yes. You have now just surpassed in sales for Frampton Comes Alive Carole King's Tapestry record, which is the biggest selling record of all time. And that's when I got very nervous. And it's not a nice feeling.
I feel I'm going down. There has to be.
The Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dairy Queen. 1976, Kansas. Carry on, wayward son.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry.
Kansas and Carry On Wayward Son. You can safely call that the band's signature song, for sure, released in November of 1976 here on ABC Audio's Songs of 76, all 4th of July weekend spotlighting songs from the year 1976, that from the band's Left Overture album. And the song itself, a last-minute addition to the album. They already had three albums under their belt. They were doing okay, but they needed a big hit at that point before the label would drop them. And I think we can safely say that's the one that worked. Also used as the kind of unofficial theme song for the TV show Supernatural. It's Matt Wolf, and when we get back...
The third act is still not finished even, so, you know, we're whittling away.
We check in with Ann Wilson from Heart about that long-awaited Heart movie. Stay close.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.
These are more than just great songs. To us, they're intricately interwoven fabric that binds our lives together. Kind of like your daily vitamin booster. It keeps you going. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundled today at Progressive.com.
Matt Wolf, welcome back to ABC Audio's Songs of 76, 4th of July Love Fest, where all weekend we're paying homage to songs that were released or charting in the year 1976. So if we play a song that was released from an album in 75, but then charted in 76, that's a safe spot. Case in point, let's zero in on the debut album from the Wilson sisters. Dreamboat Annie, the first album from Heart, was released in 1975 up north in Canada. Then word began to spread about the kickassery of Ann and Nancy Wilson. And with Heart opening for Rod Stewart in Montreal, it wasn't long before word spread south of the border about the Wilson sisters. And by 1976, they were in full-on hit mode here in the States with songs like Magic Man at the top of the list. Now, in the almost 50 years since, let that settle in, okay? We know that Heart has been through an awful lot. Breakups, personal drama, yeah, all that good stuff that makes a good rock and roll story, right? And why not a movie?
The third act is still not finished even, so, you know, we're whittling away.
Of course, we all need a Heart movie. There's Nancy Wilson telling us she has a very specific vision in mind for the Heart biopic, which is currently being scripted by Portlandia's Carrie Brownstein.
Sort of our blueprint for the way this would be kind of filmed and the way it would present would be more like the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which I thought was just so beautifully done. And, you know, there were a few parts where it wasn't just lip syncing and things that you hadn't seen before. And so it felt really authentic. It felt real. So that's the pipe dream.
Magic man, mama.
Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Procter & Gamble. 1976, Queen released their album, Day at the Races.
Anybody find me somebody true?
But I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody.
Can anybody find me
somebody to love?
Yeah. I work,
he works hard
every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones at the end. Take home my heart of me. Oh, my own child, out of my disease,
right
away. Till the tears run down from my eyes.
Oh,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody.
Somebody to love.
Somebody to Love off Day at the Races here on ABC Audio Songs of 76, released in 1976, that being sort of the companion piece to their previous album, A Night at the Opera. It was their first self-produced album, and at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert in 1992, George Michael did an insanely great rendition of that song with the surviving members of Queen, along with a full-on gospel choir. It's great stuff. You gotta look it up. Matt Wolf on deck.
Kiss is a band that is smart enough and calculating enough to see what the opportunities are and what the strengths are.
We look at the impact and legacy of Destroyer from Kiss.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.
If you've had great food today, thank a farmer. If you got products that keep you healthy and clean, thank a truck driver. If you lived your life today in peace, thank the people in our armed forces. If your neighborhood is a safe place, thank your police department. If you're healthy, thank your doctors. And if you're enjoying this hour of music from WBPM, you can thank us by telling your friends about us, because they'll enjoy it too. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by NHTSA. Leaving a child in a hot vehicle is extremely dangerous. Look for your baby before you lock your car.
Susan, knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let him in.
Wings, of course, with Paul McCartney and Let Him In on ABC Audio Songs of 76, looking at the songs that were released or charted in the year 1976 all weekend long. That from Wings, At the Speed of Sound. One rock critic calling that song dangerously addictive, like most of McCartney's songs, and we wholeheartedly agree. Paul, of course, not slowing down these days. His Got Back tour in full run right now with upcoming dates in Boston, Baltimore, and at MetLife Stadium right across the river here in the good state of New Jersey. Gotta see McCartney, man. I'm telling you, it's an experience. Matt Wolf having a go at it this holiday weekend. And when you think of music from the mid to late 70s, you can't have a conversation without mentioning the band that inspired many a Halloween costume for most of us back then. So for the record, Ace Frehley was my preferred choice of dress, the Space Ace. 1976, a big year for Kiss with their platinum-selling fourth album, Destroyer.
You know, this is the record coming off of the breakthrough that was Kiss Alive. There were the first few records, but it was really Kiss Alive that puts them on the charts, puts them on a map, elevates their presence.
There is rock journalist Alan Light. Now, after that landmark record, Kiss brings in super producer Bob Ezrin behind the big board.
Who had worked extensively with Alice Cooper, famously with Pink Floyd, and brought this much more cinematic feel and sound. You know, certainly what we know is Kiss is a band that is smart enough and calculating enough to see what the opportunities are and what the strengths are and what it was that Destroyer opened up for them that they were able to take advantage of and pursue moving forward that just got them bigger and bigger.
That album spawned many a Kiss standard, including Beth, God of Thunder, Shout It Out Loud, and this one, Detroit Rock City, is on ABC Audio's Songs of 76.
Thank you.
ABC Audio Songs of 76 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dairy Queen. 1976, Blue Oyster Cult releases their album, Agents of Fortune.
Don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
Be like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't fear the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't fear the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man.
Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, from their 1976 release, Agents of Fortune, on ABC Audio's Songs of 76, 4th of July weekend throwdown. Buck Dharma in fine form there, and best song ever about the inevitable fact of life we all face, although Buck maintains it's more about eternal love than anything else. And of course, more cowbell.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Thank you, Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken. We are eternally grateful. Matt Wolf on the other side.
She kept banging up the stairs, booming, thundering, going, get up, you lazy bugger.
We'll talk about a mother's love and Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra.
ABC Audio's Songs of 76 from Speakeasy.